Sit in a comfortable place and close your eyes. Take three deep, gentle breaths through your nose. Scan your body for any knots or numb spots. Breathe into them. Let go of resistance. Picture your teenager from the inside. What it felt like to be that age. Where in your body do they live? Does your physical awareness change as you embody that age? Send loving energy into that sensation and let go some more. Feel yourself dropping downward. You can recall the elevator exercise, or you can simply sink to the bottom on your own. Breathe out any last traces of tightness. Surrender it all. Settle into that environment you've chosen as your happy place. Forest, beach, water, mountains, desert, whatever. Enter this space with curiosity and anticipation. You're embarking on a pathway of discovery, and you can feel the experience calling you forward. You can also sense your spirit guide or God energy waiting at the end, always there, in no hurry at all. This time, notice details more. As you begin to walk, notice if you're alone or if any of your inner parts are with you. Are you in an adult body or a child's? What are you wearing? What's on your feet? Notice the sensation against your skin. Are you stepping over roots, sinking into sand, or swimming in water? What does the air feel like? Perhaps you come upon that tree you met in the woods in Chapter 6. Here in the realm of spirit, its energy is crystal clear. It greets you with a familiar wave of love. You lean against it, feel its heart beating, and listen to the wind rustle through its leaves. What does the bark smell like? Are there birds or animals around? Sense the magic in this environment. Let it resonate with your littlest one inside. Let them show you around. Feel the endless wonderment. Notice small things. Listen to the impulse calling you forward. It sparks some excitement in your belly. You carry that littlest one along with you as you follow that summons. the path unfolds before you. What do you see and hear? Are there any critters with you? How does the light move? Soon you come upon the one who used to cut. But they're not big and scary, they're small and dear. You scoop them into your arms. Their gratitude washes over you and connects with a click inside your heart. What is that being saying to you? What do they look like? Where are you in the environment? Is there any special landmark that marks this spot where you met? How does this one interact with the littlest one? What are they feeling inside your body? What do they point out for you to notice? The energy is still calling you forward, so you continue on with your little ones. How does the environment change as you venture deeper? Is there a scent? Is there music? Do you hear water, birds, or wind? Finally, you come upon the core spirit of this place. It's been waiting for you all along here at your source. Your teenager is there, smiling at you, happy to see you finally made it here. The spirit opens up, and all of you settle inside. From here, you look out on the world with peace. Nothing is solid. Everything is moving energy, lit from within. Feel the oneness all around and your body within it. See how you've created the images and sensations from the textures of your own life experience. And see how they're only shimmering skins on the reality beneath. Both the surface and the underlying shape are real. One is the wave, one is deep water, but both are the ocean. Accept it all. When you feel ready, surface gently. Put both hands over your heart. Thank your inner ones, the experience, and yourself for being willing. Open your eyes.